Welcome back to Radio EcoShock.
Let's get right back to our playlist of the best green music coming into Radio EcoShock this past year. From Vancouver, Canada, Dan Mangan is an award-winning international writer and singer. After his hit album Nice, Nice, Very Nice, Mangan shone forth with some of the most gorgeous blends of music and dreamy electronica in his newest one called Oh Fortune. His website is danmanganmusic.com. We're going to play his song Sold.
Suits have come for me. Found alternatives to honesty. Body and soul were bought and sold, patented and out of reach. So I reach, but it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping with the light on. If it keeps the hair out of my eyes, back it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm so. All my wretched thoughts and left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate I'll skip the queue. Life's not living unless you're sure to make it through. But now it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still sleeping with the light on. Oh. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm so.
Gil Scott Heron. This anti-nuclear song comes from the late African-American poet, jazz man, musician, and author, Gil Scott Heron. He passed in 2011 and is sorely missed. One of Gil's best-known spoken poems is "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." This song, "Shut 'Em Down," came out in 1979. Find it on YouTube.
Shut up.
We need love for the hardest of times, and we get it from Evan Greer and Friends. Evan describes himself as a radical, queer, social justice singer and songwriter. Greer's home base is in Boston. He or she has sung with all the greats, covered the big causes, and is pushing towards personal greatness in everything from folk to punk. Her website is evangreer.org. Check out the latest song, I Want Something, but my pick for this show is Even If the End Is Near.
View from our front porch changes every day. They stack bricks on top of concrete and they haul the rest away. And we wake up every morning to the sounds of their machines. I think I might go crazy without you lying next to me. Not ashamed of my sadness or my fear about where we are today or where we'll be in 50 years. But it's you who gives me hope, who keeps me sane, who keeps me clear on why we should keep doing what we do, even if the end is near. Sometimes the sun sets somewhat terrify me. They're beautiful and they're colorful, but they're not the way they used to be. When the scariest statistics are racing through my head, At least I know when I get home, you'll tie me to the bed. And I'll forget all about hopelessness and feel hopelessly in love. For an instant, I'll remember every dream I've ever had. 'Cause it's not escape, it's ecstasy. It's never felt so right to me. I have so much more hope now that there's someone here to fight with me. 'Cause what the end has in store will be no match for you and I. We're not afraid to be afraid or to break down and cry. And we might be overwhelmed, but we won't be immobilized. Together, I think we could touch this world before we die. And I am not ashamed of my sadness or my fear about where we are today or where we'll be in 50 years. But it's you who gives me hope. You keep me sane, you keep me clear on why we should keep doing what we do. On why we should keep doing what we do. And why we must keep doing what we do. Even if the end is near.
Next up is The Dark End of Days from Scarcat. This rapper was born in Dubai, then struggled to make it as an immigrant in Toronto, Canada. I cleaned up this version a bit for radio, but Scarcat sees it all happening. Find him at scarcat.com.
Turn me all the way up. They need to hear me, man. You see this right here? It's a little something different. Sit back and listen. Check me out. This ain't about cups of Chris or dubs and sixes, thugs and strips or bloods and crips. 'Cause California A will no longer exist if we insist to persist in the way we live. Greenhouse gases got it sweltering, and the polar ice cap's been melting. So the tide's coming in, and before you drown, you better sell that beach house now. I know y'all knew, what's that? Global warming been a real issue, and all that begins as an ending, true. I swear that the end is almost in view, 'cause all we do is consume till doom. That's a human trait, that's a human mistake. By 2048,
what's that?
There'll be no more fish in your fishing lake.
No,
that's an official statement. Direct relation with the point that I'm making. What's that? The future's forsaken. And there's nothing for laughing. Natural disasters is actually happening. And with the next tsunami, you won't find me. The wave will be larger, hit much harder, reach much farther. Separate mothers and daughters, sons from fathers. Bodies won't wash up. It's hard stuff.
Hard stuff.
But Mother Earth doesn't bluff.
Don't bluff.
And you see, nature don't fuck around. So the world's gone down.
The world's gone down.
Epidemics is coming in a large dose. There's a fungus growing on the west coast. And avian flu just find a new host. These new diseases ain't no joke. Tell them, Rich, first day is hot, next day is cold. Will it ever stop? I don't think so. Yeah, this shit get worse, worse. Hey, yeah, we curse this earth, earth. End of the days, homie, end of the days. End of the days, homie, end of the days. End of the days, homie, end of the days. End of the days, homie. Australia's in a drought. Matter of fact, Australia has a doubt if the white man can remain. 'Cause since the white man had came,
Hey yo, we raped the land and now the white man won't sustain. So soon the white man gon' be on the plane. And I ain't laying blame, I ain't trying to attack. I'm just shedding light on the facts. We can't waste natural resources. Gotta be a little cautious, protect the rainforest. Of course there's a need for trees, but take what you need and let the rest be seen between North and South America, over 14 million square kilometers. We're wiped off the map, and that ain't growing back. See, every year, 16 million hectares disappear, and that is almost the size of Zaire. And speaking about Africa, look, I don't wanna speak about Africa. That's a continent riddled with problems. Only God can solve them. We should pray to God to evolve it. And Asia's got a population crisis. So life over there ain't priceless. There's so much money made up in the slave trade. They buy and sell little girls as sex slaves. This is inhumane while being mundane. God will smite us one day. And by 2050, there'll be 10 billion people existing. How can we support it? We can't. So in accordance to all I'm reporting, anarchy is inevitable. First day is hot, next day is cold. Will it ever stop? I don't think so. Yeah, shit get worse, worse. Hey, yeah, we curse this earth, earth. End of days, homie, end of days. 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 You know it's time to move, B. When the block starts looking like the movies. And if you minus the fact that we are radically changing our own habitat due to the way that we act, and then you add into the mix world wars, terrorism, and unequal distribution of money equals kids going hungry. Yeah, the world's gone to shit, and it's gone there real quick. Kind of world we left for my kids and my kids' kids. I wonder if they'll even get a chance to live. Overfilled landfill, shit's a disaster. Hearts polluting, infecting the atmosphere. Air ain't clear. Now yeah, get clear. I ain't just a rapper. Tell you to pick up your gum wrapper. It's much more than that. Please think about the rapture. Think what you'll tell your all Lord and Master. Since we cannot go backwards, all the priests in the world can retire. What if the end comes before the Messiah? Then they life's in vain. Know what? We are all to blame. I'm optimistic, so it's hard to say. Realistically, it's too late to change. Human beings is too stuck in their ways. So now we are facing the end of days.
Okay, this next short song, Ajnabi or Stranger, isn't a green song. I just find this short piece of Indian blend inspiring when things look bad. The music comes from a duo of technical musicians doing a lot of yoga music for White Swan Records. There is DJ, writer, and yogi Derek Beres, and he teams up with producer and percussionist Duke Mushroom. Derek's yoga sessions have been on all the big networks, and check out their bio to find the astounding list of big-name artists who have worked with Duke Mushroom. Their website is earthrisesoundsystem.com.
Hamare chal.
It is time for the kids to sing. It's their future at stake. This group from Australia does a good job with Protect the World. The music comes from an online video by Shakti Burka for the Kyogli Climate Action Network. I found it at generationgreen.tv. Search for the top 6 environmental songs and you'll find some good green videos.
Protect the world!
We'll end with one of the most famous songs written by Sam Cooke and first recorded in 1963. This live recording with master guitarist Robert Cray comes from the 1980s when Tina Turner was touring in Europe. The American superstar Tina Turner can inspire us to carry on. I believe it. A change is going to come. We will see it through together. I'm Alex Smith, signing off from our annual Radio EcoShock Festival of Green Music. Find our website at ecoshock.org and my weekly show blog with the playlist and the links at ecoshock.info. Thank you for being there.
Oh, yes, it is. It's been too was up there beyond the sky. Been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it is. Keeps telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Brother, please. But he just winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, sometimes I thought carry on.